Today's message I have decided to call Muddy Vision. If you are in a situation where you cannot see what's going on, if you need a clear understanding about what is happening, then this message is for you. Let's jump right in. I find it eye-opening that the Lord keeps giving me scriptures that have to do with vision. So I'm in a series called Muddy Vision. And it wasn't actually supposed to be a series, but the Lord just keeps on showing me things about muddy vision, our vision, and what we are seeing. You know, in this moment where I've been like, Jesus, say something to me, He actually has been speaking this entire time. So I wanted to read Luke 24. I'm just skipping everywhere. I'm going to be reading Luke 24, 14 through 17, then Luke 24, verse 25, and then Luke 24, 30 and 31. All right, so let's just get right into it. Now, this is a time Jesus has already died. He has died. It's the third day. It's the third day after he has died. And there's two men that are walking along the road, heading to the disciples. They're not disciples. They're just regular, you know, people going to see the disciples. Okay. So, let's get into it. Luke 24 verse 14 says, as they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. So he asked them, what are you discussing so intently as you walk along? They stopped short, sadness written across their faces. Then they told him, you know, what happened. So now I'm going to skip to verse 25, which says, Jesus said to them, you foolish people, which I find hilarious. his first response. First, he's like, hey, why are y'all talking so intently? And his first response, after they tell him, you know, what all, you know, was going on, he says, you foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scripture. And then verse 30 says, as they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared. All right, so what did we learn here in this? Which I should have read the entire Luke 24 so you could kind of get an understanding of what all is going on. But really, I mean, if you go into it, I just read the major points. But what actually happened is two guys walking down the street, they meet up with Jesus and visually have no idea that they are looking at Jesus, that they are talking to Jesus. They sit down. Jesus calls them fools. And they sit down. They break bread. Jesus was actually about to leave, but they begged him to just stay and chill with them longer. And Jesus says, all right, of course. They sit down. They eat dinner. He breaks the bread. Soon as he breaks the bread and blesses it, the two men look and they see, wow, this is Jesus that we've been talking to. And at that very moment, boom, he disappears. Which is an amazing story. And the Lord showed me this. And I also want to tell you how the Lord shows me stuff really, really quick. If you're ever wondering, like, well, how did the Lord tell her this? I always take my time in the morning before I do absolutely anything. I read the word. I wake up, I open my Bible. I actually pray. I say, God, give me a scripture of whatever you want me to to read. And yes, I'm that person that takes my actual book Bible, not the Bible on your phone, but the book Bible. I take the Bible, I close my eyes, I pray, I say, Lord, show me whatever you want to show me. I open the Bible to a random scripture and put my finger there and look and see what scripture it is. And then I just run with whatever scripture I go with, you know, and we just go from there. So this is the scripture that I ran on. And I do this thing called SOAP, where I call it a SOAP session, where I take S is for scripture, O is for observation, A is for apply, and P is for prayer. So I do that when I study the Word of God. So if you're wondering, how did the Lord tell her this? Like, this is just the Lord. He gave this to me when I opened up. I believe that He led me to this scripture. So, and I just, again, I find it so weird that the Lord, every time I'm opening up the Bible, it's showing me, He's showing me things about vision. And I can't wait to tell you the next one that He showed me today. But this is from just the other day where He's talking about vision. So let me get right into it. The first thing that I noticed when I was reading this is to, one, keep walking. Just keep walking. These men were already followers of Christ. And as the men walked on their way to the other followers of Christ, Jesus came walking with them. This tells me to just keep walking. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. Keep going in the direction that you believe is the way, that you believe is the righteous way. And this is for all of those people who are lost, okay? This is for those people who don't know which way to go. You are trying to find the Messiah. Like, these guys, they weren't looking for the Messiah, but they didn't know what to do. Jesus died 3 days ago. Like, He's already gone. They didn't know what to do. All right, let's go see some disciples, you know? So they're just doing what they think they need to do. So they're just walking. They're just going in the direction. And that's what I've learned, is to just keep walking. In the time of confusion, or in the time of being lost, and the time of trying to find out where is God, where is God, this is the time where you just keep walking. Walk in the direction that you think He's in. Keep reading the Bible. Keep praying. Keep going to the church that you feel that you were led to. Keep doing what you believe is the right thing to do. And just keep walking. You know, these men had no idea that Jesus was just going to show up. And yet there He was, suddenly walking with them. So that's what I notice, and that is point number one, just keep walking. Which brings me to point number two, talk about Jesus. The Bible says, where two or more are gathered in My name, I am amongst them. And Jesus did not break that either, because as these men were walking on their way to more followers of Christ and talking about Jesus more, Jesus suddenly appeared among them. Where two or more are gathered in My name, I am amongst them. That is just so mind-blowing, and it's just proof, because that's what happened with these two men. Okay, so keep talking about Jesus in your conversations with your friends. Keep talking about Jesus in your conversations with your spouse, with your loved one, you know, whoever. Keep speaking about Christ online, in your posts, to others, in your podcast. And just know, and just have faith, and just know that Jesus is right there, invisible. You can't see Him, but He is right there, right beside you. Right beside you. And what I find crazy about this is that these men were talking, and another man showed up. that was Jesus and they didn't even recognize him, but they still shared with him. They still talked and they still listened to the man that they didn't know was Jesus, but they still listened to him. They were hungry. They were trying to get the answers of what was all going on. And that is like us sometimes. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on, but we talk about it with our friends, with our family, maybe with someone that we know online or something of that sort, maybe somebody from work or something, a loved one. But we talk to them and we just don't understand which way we need to go, what we need to do. And that is when the Lord is amongst us. And that's powerful because we don't really realize it. Like these two men, they didn't really realize it. Which comes to point number three. Number three is Jesus will suddenly appear and speak to you. Jesus will suddenly appear and speak to you. These men had no clue, had no idea that Jesus was going to come to them and speak directly to them. I mean, they were just doing what people do. They were just talking to each other, trying to find meaning in what had happened to Jesus. And that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to just get it out of us and start speaking. We have to speak to each other about Jesus. And as you speak, Jesus will appear. The Holy Spirit will appear. Now, it might not be Jesus, you know, like a physical person, but you never know. Like, there's angels among us all the time. And I truly believe, like, I'll talk to one of my friends, my best friend, Alyssa, and we will talk about the Word of God. And we'll be trying to figure out something that we don't know the answer to, but we're like still talking. And then boom, something will come out of Alyssa's mouth that it's like, well, hold up. Like, that's actually, that wasn't you. That was the Holy Spirit. Or like, I'll say something and it'll be like, wait, that I'm telling you now, that was not me. Like, that was good. And it'll be just the right answer that we were trying to look for. So I just truly love that. Just keep talking. If you talk about things that you don't understand and include Jesus in it, you and that person will see it. It will happen. If you and someone else are like worshiping together, you're just worshiping God, you can start to feel his presence. You can start to hear from him. Like, if you're truly, truly trying to find Jesus, you will find him. You might not know it at that point, but you will be among him. So yeah, let's move on. But that is what we have to do sometimes, is just sit, just talk. We just have to get it out of us. And as you speak, Jesus will appear and start speaking to you. And that's why it's so important to start writing things down. When you're reading the Bible or when you're talking with your friends, or after you leave them, or while you are with them, however your friendship is set up. But whenever you get with someone and y'all are talking about Christ and you're talking about, and you're trying to find an answer to something and you're talking about it and just trying to bounce, you know, the word back and forth and saying, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say in this? Write down what you get. I do that so often, because a lot of times I'll be in the beginning, I'd be thinking that was me, and it wasn't me, because then I'll be like, I know I didn't say that. I just had to start writing stuff down also, because it was like eerily, like, too accurate. Things will happen in the future. It's like, did I read about that? It's like, no, I didn't read about that. I actually was talking to God about it. And then I should have wrote that down. Something with like a date on it too, so you could go back to it. But I really like to say that often. Write these stuff down. You need to start writing it down. What you talk about, what you feel like the Holy Spirit is saying, what you hear the Holy Spirit saying through the people that you're around, what you hear the Holy Spirit say when you're taking an Uber. I was in an Uber one time and we were talking about God, obviously. And I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me through that guy driving. I know that it wasn't him. I forget what it was specifically. It'll come to me later. But the point was, is that, it was about moving or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, the Holy Spirit spoke through that person to me. And he was just talking like he was normally just talking. But I knew, because I know how the Lord speaks and I know him, that when he was talking, I was like, oh, wow, God, that's you right now. Oh, okay. Yeah. And at that point, I even felt more free and more relaxed. That it's like, oh, I'm not even really talking to the Uber guy. I'm talking to Jesus right now. And that's how it can, listen, things, the supernatural will occur. You just got to look out for it. You have to start writing things down. You have to start paying attention, listening for it, or else we'll have this distorted view. We'll have this blinded view where we can't see that the Lord is speaking, that the Lord is talking to us. We need to have muddy vision. We need to not be able to see except for what the Lord shows us. And see, just like that, because okay, let me move for a start. Sounding crazy. I was like, I didn't even, that just came to me. So thank you, Holy Spirit. But yeah, write stuff down. Write down what you talk about. And I always ask this question. I always say, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to tell me? Or what do you want me to know right now? And I open my ears to listen for that still small voice. It's really tiny. It's loud, but it's, I don't want to say loud. I want to say powerful. It's not many words. It's very still. It's very peaceful, but it is strong. Like, you know that that's him. There was one time when I was crying out to God, I had been abused by my ex, and I was crying out to God, like, God, you know, why is this happening? Ah. And I heard as clear as day the Lord say, I am coming soon. Wait, did he say I'm coming? I am coming soon. Yeah, that's all he said. He said, I am coming soon, but he said it in a way like, I saw what just happened. I saw what he did to you. I see what you're going through. That's how it felt. It was so powerful. But all he said was, I'm coming soon. And I was just like, okay. Like, all right, Jesus, thank you. But yeah, it's that still, I try to open my ears and listen. Like, I'll cry out to God, but I'm expecting to hear back from him. You know, that's the difference. I'm expecting a response. I don't just say, call out to God and then just like throw it in the air and just hope something ends up happening in the physical. No, I am opening my ears to actually hear him speak to me. What, like, I am looking at birds. I'm looking at people. I'm looking at every single thing and trying to, I always say, like, it's all connected. Like, God is trying to speak to me in some type of way. And I have to sneeze. Sorry about that. Oh, man. Sorry about that. But yes, I look for the Lord everywhere. And in everything, I feel like, okay, I already asked God. So now I'm just trying to look for him. Where is he at? Is he about to speak to me through his daughter? So let me pay attention to what she's talking about. Okay, it definitely wasn't there. All right, so let's go talk to my friends and talk to them about the situation. Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say? Blah, blah, blah. Didn't hear anything. But I will pay attention and then boom, it'll happen. And it'll be like, yep, that was God. Yep, that was the Holy Spirit right there, right there. That was that confirmation. You'll always know that confirmation because it kind of sounds almost identical, if not identical, to what the Lord already told you and what you already felt in your spirit. And it's just like in the physical, and someone else is saying the same thing. You're not looking for people to agree with you. You're looking for the Holy Spirit in everything. Okay. So yeah, it's just those little words that you hear. It's just those little words that you hear that you think that aren't important, or you think, oh, that's just me talking, you know? Because I could have said when I heard I am coming soon, I could have been like, oh, that was me. That was not me. Like, I was not in the moment. I was literally not thinking I'm coming soon. You know what I mean? Like, I'm up here crying out like, somebody get him. He just abused me hard. I was choked. I was, you know, I don't want to get into that. But I was down. And the last thing I was thinking was, I am coming soon. No, I learned to tune into hearing his voice, and it was in my mind. I heard I am coming soon. So I could have thought, oh, that's just me talking, or that's just me thinking in my head. But no, I pay attention and I say, that may have been the Holy Spirit. You have to decide, like, is that the Holy Spirit? Is that the evil spirit? Is that the enemy trying to speak to me right now? Is that my own thoughts? Who is this? You know, but I've learned to hear from God. I learned to understand his voice. So I know that it's not just me talking. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to pay attention to his voice. You know, Jesus says, I think, yeah, he's the one that said, my sheep know my voice. Yeah, I know his voice. And I believe that once we are born again, I believe that we're going to naturally know his voice when he calls out to us, when he speaks to us. But yeah, I don't do the whole, oh, that's just me talking, or, oh, that couldn't have been God. That's when I think that he might be speaking the loudest, when we're like, was that me? He might be speaking the loudest at that point. The only way to know for sure that you are really hearing from the Holy Spirit is by recognizing his voice. And the only way to know which one is his voice or your voice is by training your ear to separate your voice from his voice. If you hear God say something like, forgive him, you know, or I'm coming soon. Like, you know that you don't think things like that randomly. Forgive him. Oh, okay. You really thought that? You were wanting to, you know, do the most revenge back to him. But you're hearing something different. You're hearing forgive him. Like, we need to start tuning our ear like, that couldn't have been me. Because I don't even think like that. I know me. I don't know about y'all. Maybe you have like a really forgiving heart, and I'm learning. But some things that are said is not you, and we have to tune our ear to know that is not us. Like if we hear somebody say something like, or if we hear in our head, or vocally, or through someone else, and they're saying, forgive him. You know, people don't naturally think like that. They naturally, you don't want to forgive someone. Naturally, you want revenge or something like that, but you heard a small voice say, forgive him. So yeah, just tune your ear to listening to Jesus so you could be able to hear him. All right, so let me go to the last point. There's only 3 points. This is the last point. God can keep you from seeing him, but you can still hear from him. God can keep you from seeing him, but you can still hear from him. So I was speaking the other day about muddy vision, right? And how Jesus blinded the man's eyes in order for the blind man to see. I'll say that again. Jesus blinded the man's eyes in order for the blind man to see. It's muddy vision. Check it out. It's the one before this one. But as we see here today, God can cover our eyes from recognizing when we are in his presence, and he can blind us from seeing that he is right there speaking to us through others. So don't be discouraged when you think, oh, God isn't here. Yes, God is there. And even when you can't see him, he's there. Even when you don't know what's going on, when you don't know what your situation is, if your situation is going to work out, God is there in the midst of it all. So keep talking about God. Keep spreading his word, even if you cannot see him in the moment, just like those men walking down the street. Just keep talking about God. Keep spreading his word. Keep talking to God. Keep praying. Keep walking in that direction that you last saw God. Keep God on your mind throughout your day and inside your conversations, and God will show up. The Holy Spirit will show up. And the Holy Spirit, once you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, he is always with you. So maybe you don't feel him at that time, or maybe you don't hear from him at that minute. Just keep your energy focused into Christ, into our Messiah, into the Holy Spirit. Always be thinking that the Holy Spirit is near, inside, around you in everything that you do. And then you will start to see that he will show up. Like, it does look confusing, especially in these perilous times right now, right? We got recession happening. We got, you know, people losing jobs because they're not taking shots. They're losing jobs just because of inflation. They're taking their money out of systems, and so many things, like price of gas is high, the food is high. It's so these times are really, really perilous, you know. And where was I going with this? it's a really tough time right now. And I guess at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is, these are the times that it seems like, where are you, God? Like, we're following you. We were with you. We are with you. And yet, look at the life that is going on right now. I have no idea what's going on. And I don't hear from you. I don't know what's happening. I can't see you. I have muddy vision. My advice would be to not let go. Keep holding on. I believe that the Holy Spirit is closer than you realize. I believe that he's right there with you, even though you feel like he's not there. I believe that he's like even closer than he's ever been before. And I know that your situation may look like the Lord is not in your situation, but the Lord is covering eyes right now. It looks like muddy vision right now, because we just don't see the Lord work as he, you know, normally, you know, it's like boom, boom, boom. And right now, times are just so different. But if I could say anything, I just can let you know that the Lord is here, and he is working, and he is with us. And it might be that moment where we're just like those men who were sitting down breaking bread with the man. And as soon as he breaks the bread, they notice, we were chilling with Jesus this entire time. Jesus was here this entire time. That's what it's going to look like. That's what we'll see once our eyes have been opened. And once we look back at these times right now, we can say Jesus was there that entire time. Jesus was with us that entire time. Wow. And I love how in verse 30 and 31 of this chapter, The moment Jesus broke bread with them, the men noticed that it was Jesus all along. And at that moment, he disappeared. Perfection. Chef's kiss. You know, sometimes we don't know it's God speaking until we sit down and rest and eat and think about all that was said and done, and boom, we understand that it was Jesus all along. Is your job telling you that you need to get the shot, the monkey shot or the flu shot or whatever shot that's out right now? If they're telling you to do that and that is against your relationship with Jesus Christ, then hit me up. My name is Dionne Monique and I have been doing religious exemption forms for almost 3 years now. I've done hundreds for the past, I'll say almost three years. So I'm putting my degree to work. I am an ordained minister. If you need a religious exemption letter to just download, it's free. Just download it now. Or if you need the form filled out, you don't know what to fill out, I do that too. You can download the religious exemption form. It's free. If you need, you know, it notarized, that's $35. It's super cheap. You know, notarization is not free. So, but yes, other than that, it is completely free. Download it now. Go to my website at goodiegirl.co. That's G-O-O-D-I-E. girl.co. So goodiegirl.co. I also have like body lotions, healing cream, body washes. I've got a robe out. I think the robe's sold out, but apparel and vitamins. You know, it is that season to where people aren't taking their vitamins and the cleansing part of our body is happening right now. So I've got the vitamins all there for you. Vitamins for kids, vitamins for adults, vitamin D, you know, vitamin C, gummies, because I'm big on vitamin gummies. Listen, sometimes vitamins don't taste the best, but putting it with a gummy is just so much better, especially for kids. So I've got that too. Anyway, go to goodiegirl.co and just have fun. Thank you so much.